question was asked in halakha that you have a situation where you have parents and you have children. Are the children obligated to live next to the parents? Or can the children move out of town, away from their parents? Hazal tells us that Yaakov Avinu was punished for all the years that he didn't serve his father when he left to go to Laban's house. So you see from over here, it's mashma that the son should stay next to his parents in order that he could serve them. Not only that, but the Maharil clearly writes in the Likutim, Le'olam yadur adam b'mkom abotav. A person should live next to his parents, k'mitzvat hachamim. V'lachen min ha'ra'uy she'ben yadur liyad abotav. Someone has said that that's the Shita of the Rambam as well. The Rambam writes that Misha Nishtateh Aviv, his father, let's say, became senile. Ya'azovet mekom migure Aviv v'ya'akor l'makom acher. So then already he should pick up and move somewhere else. U'mashma de'ala v'achi sarik ladur mekom avotav. And that's a question if it's an ayah or not. Sefer Hasidim writes, Ima'av v'ha'em Mitzuvim leben shelo likach isha. Let's say a parent says, I don't want you to get married because you're taking care of me now. And if you're going to get married, you're going to neglect my care. So the Sefer Hasidim says that if the parents ask you that, zelo yitachin. Don't listen to them. Ela yikach isha. Get married, but then he says, v'yihye etzlam. And then he'll stay to live by his parents, or his parents will live by him, or he'll be next to his parents. So it's much of all these poor scheme, Yafelalev also. Bichlal kibud, part of kibud aviz, sheyadur aben etzel ha'av. That the child will live next to the father. Yakut re'u beni, kavod la'av liyot etzel banav. That's the kavod of the father, that he should be next to his children. Da'aruch ha'shulchan et siman neshmen. Kshaben rotzen ilich l'lmod, if this kid wants to go study Torah, let's say in a different city, he can go, let's say. Because Yaakov didn't get punished for the years that he went to study in Shem Ba'evet. However, it's mashma that only for learning Torah. It's mashma for other reasons, one should not leave. So really that is the halakha, more or less. The reason is, Skedesh yukal lekayem mitzvah yikara, so you fulfill mazam kibud abayim. Ukshem she'adam mechoyav lachazur lekayem mitzvah tefillin, you have to put on tefillin every day, so too you have to go try to do this mitzvah of kibud avayim. How can you do kibud avayim if you're living in a different country? It's not only talking about where they need his service, with the old people or something. They want to be next to their children. That's their kavod. That's their honor. They want to be next to their kids so they can see them, so they can hear their voice, so they can visit them. Unless the parents befenu say, we're mochel, go live wherever you want. That we're not talking about over there. Now, of course, if a person has a reason that he has to live out of town, for example, Pannasa, clearly the Aruch HaShulchan says, for Pannasa, he can only make a living in another place, he needs it for a job, then already, even if his parents are not acquiescent, it's okay. Furthermore, if let's say it's going to cause Shalom Bayit, if he's living next to his parents, and they meddle into his marriage, and it's not going to be good for his situation, so then also, the poskim want to say that the child would have the heter in order to go back, to leave. Because sheken, if let's say, where he's living, there's no yeshivot for his children. So he needs to go move to a different place in order that he can put his kids in a proper education. So there's no question again, in that case he can leave. However, and of course if the mochel, it's not a problem. So you see over here, but if all circumstances are good, there's yeshivot for the children, and there's shalom bayit in the house, and he has a panasa locally, and you see the parents want to be next to their children, so the child should make every effort to live next to the parents in order they can visit and so on, and do the mitzvah of kibud avim. It's not just so pashut for a child to say, I'm moving out. Adabba. The mitzvah of kibud avim is one of the Ten Commandments. And the mitzvah deoraita, the mitzvah on the child, that the one has to make every effort to give nachat ruach to his parents, specifically when it comes to living in close proximity.